Good morning. Better late than not at all, right? So I'm going to reverse these first two. Next Sunday, June 1st, will be our graduate Sunday. It's not officially called graduate Sunday, but we are going to honor our graduates next Sunday. So please try to be here. We will have a brief little ceremony and some things for them, and so we hope that all of you will come. I have some sad news. In your bulletin in the prayer section, there is a couple listed, Todd and Cindy Johnson, as Todd receives hospice care. And I just found out on my way in this morning that Todd has passed away. He died on Friday, and on Wednesday? Okay, my fault. He died on Wednesday. No, funeral. Yes. I was getting to that. He died on Friday, and the funeral arrangements are this Wednesday. If you would like to attend the Whitfield NAACP Juneteenth celebration and gala on Saturday, June 14th at 5 p.m., please contact the church office. The mission team has secured 20 tickets, which will be available on a first-come, first-served basis. The church office will be closed tomorrow in observance of Memorial Day, and therefore the prayer group and the lunch bunch will not meet, but we will resume on Monday, June 2nd. It's fitting that our topic today is all about blessings, because our veterans are true blessings to our country, especially those who gave their life in service to others, for there is no greater love on earth. I hope you will find ways to celebrate tomorrow as we remember their sacrifice in defense of liberty and justice for all. Speaking of service to others, Roger Rollins has nearly filled the time slots for the Camp AIM volunteers, but I believe he still has a few remaining spots available that need to be filled. Please contact Roger to see if you might be able to serve. I'd like to make a personal plea once more for nursery volunteers for this summer. Due to travel plans and general summer scheduling conflicts, we are not using the usual rotation for the nursery volunteers. It will go back into effect after August 10th, if necessary, however. The problem that we're having is that most of the Sundays from next week all the way through August 10th are blank. We have no volunteers. We need two per Sunday. So again, if you have already been on a rotation for the nursery, that does not mean that we have you down. We need you to contact Bjorn and let him know which Sundays you are available, because there's been so much shuffling, we don't know who's gonna be here. So please contact Bjorn as soon as possible to get those filled. On another personal note, you'll notice that after the children's moment this morning, I'm going to leave the chancel and go down the aisle. I am not leaving the service. I'm going up into the balcony where I will sing with the choir for the anthem. This is an experiment. If it doesn't go well, you may contact the church office on Tuesday. It will not be a permanent move, but this summer we're experimenting with how logistically I might be able to participate with a choir, especially when they are short on members and need one extra soprano voice. Again, Tuesday, contact. Let us know how this goes. Do we have any other announcements for the good of all? Then as we prepare our hearts and minds for worship, the peace of Christ be with you all.
Thank you. Please stand for the call to worship. Alleluia, Christ is risen. May God's way be known upon earth. Let the peoples praise you, O God. For you judge the peoples with equity. Let the peoples praise you, O God. The earth has yielded its increase.
God, our God,
may God continue to bless us.
Let all the ends of the earth fear.
And let us pray. Astonishing God, you give us a vision of the heavenly city, the new Jerusalem, your home among mortals on earth. All people and nations will stream to your city, where they will find nourishment, healing, and peace. Even now, your blessing shines upon all the earth to help us see a larger vision of your loving care for all. And so you call us to move beyond our comfortable circles and into unfamiliar places, as we seek to share your dream of a world made new in Christ. Amen. You may be seated. Do not let your hearts be troubled, but confess your sins, and God will give you peace. Friends, let us confess together, praying first in silence. and together we pray. Loving God, we confess that we are an anxious people who deny your blessing and fail to keep your word. Forgive us, we pray, for these and all our sins, that we might live in peace and reflect your love in the world. Through Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. Let your hearts be still, for God loves you and blesses you beyond measure. Friends, believe the good news of the gospel. In Jesus Christ, we are forgiven. Thanks be to God.
You may be seated. I'd like to invite the children to come forward and sit with me. I think we might just have two families this week. Is that right? Yes. Oh, we were fast this morning. Good job. Hey. Hi. So I wanted to start off this morning with... Thank you. Achoo!
Did you really sneeze, Mom?
She's not buying it. One really person sneeze? In this room.
Mommy, did you really sneeze?
This isn't working either. I sort of pretended to sneeze.
What? Yeah.
She's going to talk into this microphone since this one's not working. So what did one or two people in the room say to me when I sneezed?
Bless you.
Bless you, yes. And why do we say sometimes bless you to people when they sneeze?
Because it's polite.
It is polite. It is very polite, yes.
And that will make people happy when people sneeze, and they'll tell you to just sneeze on your arm so it doesn't get everywhere.
Yes, it's important that we sneeze into our elbow so it doesn't get everywhere and onto people. That's also very polite.
So this is kind too, that you can give people tissues when they sneeze.
Oh, it's working now. Thank you. Yes, and you can also give people tissues when they sneeze. That's also very polite. So hang on. My turn. So do you know why we say bless you besides that it's really polite? There's a reason that we say that specific phrase. We could just say excuse you.
But can I tell you why we just sneeze on our arms? Well, no.
Yes, that was a good idea. But so there is a very, very, very old, hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of years belief that we no longer hold that's a little strange. So do you know what happens when you sneeze? What happens? Okay, I'm just going to keep rolling. So it's just something that naturally happens. I'm going to leave it at that because I don't actually know what scientifically happens. I know that we have to go in our arm so it doesn't get everywhere. But it's just something that happens. But a long, long time ago, really good big sister, thank you. A long, long time ago, people believed that when you sneezed, it was such a powerful thing that happened that your soul could leave your body and you had to say bless you so it would get back into the body really quickly without anything bad happening. Did you know that? That's kind of strange, isn't it? Do we believe that when you sneeze, your soul just comes right out of your body? no, we don't believe that anymore. But we say things like, bless you, all the time. Some people even say, have a blessed day, don't they? What does that mean? Hi. What does that mean? Have a blessed day.
I don't know.
Don't know? Well, it's basically a way of hoping that good things will... No, I turned it off. It's basically a way of hoping that good things will happen to people that day. So it's a way of saying, I hope you have a great day. And then what do we say sometimes before we eat? What do we say before we eat? Help me out, everybody. The blessing. Thank you. We say a blessing. What are some of your favorite ways to say the blessing before we eat? Yeah? When we sit down. No, when we're going to sit down and eat a meal, what do you say? What do we say to God sometimes? Yeah. Yeah. Sometimes God is great. God is good. Let us thank him for our food. By his hands, we all are fed. Give us, Lord, our daily bread. Amen. And then at our home, based on my great-great-grandmother, what do we say? Divine love has met and always will meet every human need. Right. Amen. Yes. So those are blessings that we say of our food. So what does it mean to have a blessing? There's lots of different things. Sometimes it means that something good is going to happen. And there are three ways that we can have blessing, or that we can give blessing. One way is from God to people. So God blesses people. And sometimes, yes, that means that he's doing good things for us. He's taking care of us and providing for us. And then there's a way that we bless God. So God to people, people to God. We bless God, like when we pray for our food. And that's a way of saying, thank you, God, for all the ways you take care of us. And then we have blessings. She's waving. All of them are waving. Yeah, there you go. And sometimes we have people-to-people blessing, like, I hope you have a blessed day. And that's a way of saying that we hope good things happen to each other. And I don't know if I've lost my place. So, we'll make it through one way or the other. So, having a blessing is a little bit, especially a blessing from God, is a little bit like having a gift, a talent that God gives us. And so some people have the ability to make beautiful music, either with their instruments or their voices. Some people have the ability to understand math and science really well. Some people have the ability to know how other people are feeling and to be able to walk in those feelings with those people. And so the important thing is that when we get blessings from God, we share those blessings with others. Will you pray with me? Will you pray with me? Yeah. Dear God, thank you for blessing us with your love. Help us use our gifts to be a blessing to others. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. All right, let's go back to our places.
Hear God's word for us in scripture. Let us pray. Living God, you sent your apostle to preach the gospel to women gathered by a river in a secluded place of prayer. There, a businesswoman named Lydia was led by the Spirit to hear your word as truth. You opened her heart in love, and she opened her home for spreading of the gospel. By the power of your Holy Spirit, fling wide the doors of our hearts this day as we hear your word of life, that we too may open our lives to serve your world in love. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Our first scripture reading this morning comes from the book of Acts, chapter 16. Listen for God's word. During the night, Paul had a vision. There stood a man of Macedonia pleading with him and saying, "Come over to Macedonia and help us." When he had seen the vision, we immediately tried to cross over to Macedonia, being convinced that God had called us to proclaim the good news to them. We therefore set sail from Troas and took a straight course to Samothrace, the following day in Neapolis, and from there to Philippi, which is a leading city of the district of Macedonia and a Roman colony. We remained in the city for some days. On the Sabbath day, we went outside the gate by the river, where we supposed there was a place of prayer. And we sat down and spoke to the women who had gathered there. A certain woman named Lydia, a worshiper of God, was listening to us. She was from the city of Thyatira and a dealer in purple cloth. The Lord opened her heart to listen eagerly to what was said by Paul. When she and her household were baptized, she urged us, saying, "If you have judged me to be faithful to the Lord, come and stay at my home." And she prevailed upon us. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. The size of the choir may be smaller today, but the sound of the choir is beautiful. Thank you. By the way, I wanted to mention to you that we are witnessing an historical moment today. I think in our 177-year history, we have never had a pastor leave the chancel and go sing soprano in the choir. Our second scripture this morning comes from the book of Revelation, chapters 21 and 22. Listen for God's word. And in the spirit, he carried me away to a great high mountain and showed me the holy city, Jerusalem, coming down and out of heaven from God. I saw no temple in the city, for its temple is the Lord God, the Almighty, and the Lamb. And the city has no need of sun or moon to shine on it, for the glory of God is its light, and its lamp is the Lamb. The nations will walk by its light, and the kings of the earth will bring their glory into it. Its gates will never be shut by day, and there will be no night there. People will bring into it the glory and the honor of the nations, but nothing unclean will enter it, nor anyone who practices abomination or falsehood, but only those who are written in the Lamb's Book of Life. Then the angel showed me the river of the water of life, bright as crystal, flowing from the throne of God and of the Lamb through the middle of the street of the city. On either side of the river is the tree of life with its 12 kinds of fruit, producing its fruit each month, and the leaves of the tree are for the healing of the nations. Nothing accursed will be found there anymore, but the throne of God and of the Lamb will be in it, and his servants will worship him. They will see his face, and his name will be on their foreheads. And there will be no more night. They need no light of lamp or sun, for the Lord God will be their light, and they will reign forever and ever. Our gospel lesson this morning comes from the book of John, chapter 14, verses 23 through 29. Listen now for the word of God. Jesus answered him, "Those who love me will keep my word, and my Father will love them, and we will come to them and make our home with them. Whoever does not love me does not keep my words, and the word that you hear is not mine, but is from the Father who sent me. I have said these things to you while I am still with you, but the Advocate, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you everything and remind you of all that I have said to you. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not let them be afraid. You heard me say to you, I am going away, and I am coming to you. If you loved me, you would rejoice that I am going to the Father, because the Father is greater than I. And now I have told you this before it occurs, so that when it does occur, you may believe." The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
During the children's moment, I did a word study of sorts on the word blessing. I'd also like to do a brief word study on the word vision. Usually, when we hear the word vision as it relates to church or religion, it often has a connotation of a mission and vision statement. In other words, our interpretation of God's plan for a given congregation. I had the opportunity during my internship to observe a session rewrite its congregation's mission statement. It was a 3-day long retreat in which the elders prayed and discussed and tried to discern what God's vision was for the future of that congregation. What were its core values, and how did the people intend to live out their faith in the community? That's one way to think of vision. Then there are other faith communities who hear the word vision and think of the ways in which God is still communicating directly to individuals today through various forms of dreams or images or even words. These individuals might say things like, "God told me in a vision." Sometimes these visions come to people when they are in the spirit. speaking in tongues or interpreting events that point to prophecies or hidden meanings. I don't have to ask which kind of vision we Presbyterians are most comfortable discussing. We're an orderly sort who like to think logically with educated and informed decisions and actions. Very few of us, I think, feel that we have truly had a vision directly from God. We're more comfortable scoping out false prophets than hearing prophecies. Now, hear me out, though. I affirm that the Holy Spirit works in many ways and speaks to people through many forms. And I wholeheartedly believe that our system of governance makes room for the Holy Spirit to speak to us. I also believe, however, that our attempts to script out God's vision for us in succinct mini paragraphs that are not the same as receiving a vision from God directly, especially in the ways God reveals himself to people in Scripture. I have twice in my life been gifted with a direct vision from God, times when I felt that God spoke directly to me, though not in audible words. I cannot explain it, other than knowing in the deepest part of me that it was from God, that it was of God, and not of myself. I genuinely hope for each of you that you will have at least one opportunity in your life to receive a direct message from God, in whatever form that vision takes. This sermon, however, is not meant to be that vision, but a preparation for its arrival. We're talking this morning about visions of blessing, and these visions are presented to us through the stories of Paul and Lydia, through John's vision in the book of Revelation, and through the words of Jesus Christ as witnessed by the gospel writer John. These are visions of who God is, who we are called to be as followers of Christ, and what we will choose to do with the blessings that God bestows on us. First, we need to know who God is. For this, we look to John's vision in Revelation. Now, this form of vision literature in Scripture is full of symbolism. I could spend hours picking apart each little detail, but I'm still catching my breath from descending those stairs after the anthem. And yes, I need to get in better shape. So I'll just stick to some key points. Notice that there is no temple in the heavenly city of Jerusalem. There is no need of it. If the temple embodies God's presence in the world, where he communes with his creation, then God is the temple in John's vision. Similarly, there is no sun or moon to shine on the city, because God is the only source of light that is needed. His radiance shines on everything, illuminating the whole world. Then we have the river of the water of life, with the tree of life and its 12 kinds of fruit, one for each month, and then the leaves provide healing for the nations. 12 represents the perfect number and is represented in the 12 tribes of Israel or in the 12 disciples. It's also where the number of saved people comes from in Revelation, 144,000. Life, I'm going to do math, is 12 times 12,000, so perfect times perfect. So our first vision of God is that he is present, he is light, and he is life. We are blessed with God's presence in our lives. He is always with us. We don't need a temple or a church to experience God's presence. Although being part of a faith community is really important too, but that's a different sermon for a different day. God can and does speak directly to those who have eyes to see and ears to hear him. He was and is and will continue to be the light of the world. Wherever there is evil, God's love shines into the darkness, making a way for people to come to him. God is life and blesses us by providing perfect nourishment for our souls as we continue to grow in our faith. That is who God is. And because of who he is, God chose to take on human flesh and reveal himself to us further in the life, death, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. Jesus gives us a vision of what it means to be blessed by God and called by God to be a follower of God's Son. Those who love me will keep my word, and my Father will love them, and we will come to them and make our home with them. And he gives peace unto us. Then Jesus promises that we will be blessed with the Advocate, the Holy Spirit, who will teach us and remind us all that Jesus has told us. To be called by God, to be blessed by God, is to hear or see or feel the Holy Spirit guiding us on our faith journey. The temple of God, the seat of God's presence in the world, is God himself in the form of that Holy Spirit who moves and breathes with us and within us. That is our greatest blessing. And with that, I will misquote Spider-Man. With great blessing comes great responsibility. The visions of blessing that we receive from God require a response from us. If God, the light of the world, revealed to us in Jesus Christ and present with us and within us in the form of the Holy Spirit, if this triune God blesses us, then it is for us in turn to be blessings to others. There is purpose in our blessing. Yes, blessings often bring prosperity and show God's favor, but blessings from God also require sacrifice of self. Visions of blessing inspire action on our part. For Paul, it meant going to Macedonia and preaching to women. For Lydia, it meant opening her heart and her home. What will it mean for you? With what gifts God has blessed you, what have you done to bless God for those gifts? How will you continue to use God's gifts to bless others? May you have eyes to see and ears to hear the many ways that God is speaking to you, and may you be a reflection of God's light and life in a hurting world. What a blessing that would be. Amen.
Thank you.
Please join me as we affirm our faith coming from Romans chapter 8. We believe there is no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus, for we know that all things work together for good for those who love God, who are called according to God's purpose. We are convinced that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor rulers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor powers, nor height, nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen. You may be seated. As we pray together, there will come times when I say, Lord, send out your spirit. Please respond with me and renew the face of the earth. Let us pray. God of love, you have poured out your blessings upon us time and time again. We offer our prayers of thanksgiving for the world, and we ask you, Lord, send out your spirit and renew the face of the earth. All creation lives to praise you, O God. As the earth yields its blessing, may we honor and protect the precious gifts of nature and give thanks for the beauty, healing, and sustenance it provides for all. Lord, send out your spirit and renew the face of the earth. You bless your church throughout all the ages with leaders like Paul and Lydia to share in the spreading of the gospel. Give to your church this day a profound sense of the mission to which you now call us for the life and health of the world. Lord, send out your spirit and renew the face of the earth. You judge the people with equity and guide the nations of the earth. Give to all leaders and people the gift of wisdom and the spirit of peace, that we may walk by your light as we serve the common good. Lord, send out your spirit and renew the face of the earth. You promise to be with us always through the comfort of your Holy Spirit. Give to all who suffer violence, grief, or pain, an enduring trust in Jesus that joy will rise again. Lord, send out your spirit and renew the face of the earth. We give thanks for the many blessings of our lives, that as we follow Jesus, he journeys with us day by day through the presence of your Holy Spirit, our advocate and teacher. Lord, send out your spirit and renew the face of the earth. You are the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. Be with all who are born this day and with those who will die, that your will for them may be fulfilled. And may we all come to share in your heavenly city with voices of unending praise. We ask all these things in the name of the Lamb who sits at the right hand of God, who taught us to pray, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Friends, the earth has yielded its increase, and God has richly blessed us. Therefore, bring your tithes and offerings and come into God's courts with praise. Let us pray. God of blessing, as spring bursts forth its blossoms in witness to your love, you bless us from generation to generation with the new life of Easter faith. And all that we have and all that we are come from you, God. So we gladly share this offering, that others, too, may be blessed for the sake of Jesus Christ, in whose name we pray. Amen. Friends, God has shown you what is good, and what does the Lord require of you but to do justice and to love kindness and to walk humbly with your God. Therefore, go out into the world in peace. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, and with all your strength, and love your neighbor as you love yourself. And know the strong, sure love of God, the amazing grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the intimate, renewing presence of the Holy Spirit will be with you now and always. Amen.